The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I pay tithe on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. I explain in today's bulletin that bishops have to go to Rome every 5 years and submit a report on the status of their diocese. The American bishops begin their visits this week. I believe Bishop Persico will actually be there on Thanksgiving Day. In anticipation of that report, the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, this past week released the report he's turning into Rome. And it shows that in the last 20 years, mass attendance in that diocese has dropped by 57%. The number of Catholics in the diocese has fallen from 521,000 to 321,000. The Archbishop of Philadelphia also released his Ad Limina report this past week, which shows that baptisms in the archdiocese have declined in the past 20 years by 79%, and weddings are down by 69%. These figures are absolutely staggering. And the bishops are blaming the people, saying that people have lost their faith, they have given in to the secular world in which we live. And granted, there is some of that, but that is not the root cause of the empty pews. I think the root cause is that people come to Mass and go away and they don't feel like they've been fed anything. And they begin to say to themselves week after week, why did I even bother going? And then gradually they just stop coming. And so the numbers grow. Pope Francis says the church has to become a field hospital, a place where people go to be healed, never to be judged, never to be condemned, because that's what Jesus did. A few weeks ago in St. Peter's Square, Pope Francis was introduced to a transgender woman. He embraced her and told her, "This is your home. You belong here. Jesus loves you." On that very same day, the Archbishop of Indianapolis, Indiana, ordered two of his Catholic high schools to fire two long-standing male teachers because they were civilly married to one another. One of the high schools belonging to the Archdiocese complied. The other high school, which is owned by the Jesuits, refused to fire the teacher. And so the next day, the bishop issued a decree that that Jesuit high school was no longer a Catholic school and Mass could not be celebrated there. What silliness. What does any of that have to do with Jesus Christ? I think the situation in the church reminds me very much of today's gospel. The church stands many times like that bloated Pharisee before the world, proclaiming our holiness and how prayerful we are. And yet when you get down to the core of it, there's an emptiness. Something has to change. Every October, there is a synod of bishops in Rome to discuss a particular subject and then submit a report to the Pope. This past month, Synod was on the Amazon region, and they studied the ecological damage that is being done there, plus the fact that people don't see a priest except every 3 to 4 months. And yesterday they voted on the final resolutions to submit to Pope Francis. And in those final resolutions, they voted overwhelmingly that the church should begin to ordain women deacons. They voted also overwhelmingly that the church should begin to ordain married clergy. Whether those will come to be or not is hard to tell, but they have been submitted now to Pope Francis as the will of these people. The resistance to him is absolutely unbelievable. These indigenous people from the Amazon are in Rome in large numbers, and they're in their native dress with their feathered hairpieces. One of the cardinals complained to Pope Francis about them walking around in St. Peter's with those feathered headpieces, and Francis said to him, "What's the difference between that and wearing a beretta? Remember the little pronged hat that we priests used to wear with the pom-pom on it?" These people brought with them a statue to Mary. It's rather crude by our standards, but to them, it is much like Our Lady of Częstochowa is to the Poles, or Our Lady of Guadalupe is to the Mexicans. And they put the statue in a church just outside of the Vatican, and daily they go there and pray before the statue. Earlier this week, vandals broke into the church and threw the statue into the Tiber River. And that's where things are. Things have to change. We need to stop being like the bloated Pharisee and become more like the humble tax collector and ask God's forgiveness for our sinfulness. Amen.